angels might stop and listen when we're singing, "There's a Stirring." You know? I looked, as I didn't turn around and look backward, but I looked at everyone that I could see in the congregation, and every single person was singing. I appreciate that. Sonny asked me to read a scripture in conjunction with his idea about love can build a bridge. And it's a scripture that if someone were to assign me an assignment to preach a sermon on it, it would be one scripture that I probably would wish not to be assigned. Because I can't imagine anything that can be said about this section of scripture that hasn't been said. It's a familiar passage. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not aroused to anger. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. Always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And I think about, as I look through Corinthians and study through 1 Corinthians, there's lots of pain and heartache and division in the church at Corinth. And I think the reason that that particular section of Scripture is there, and it's one of the most beautiful sections of Scripture in all of Scripture, I think it's because it's the glue that holds us as Christians together. We look at chapter 12, and if you back away from chapter 12, chapter 12 says we're not all created equal. It's a noble thought that we're all created equal, but it's not true. In fact, the whole entire chapter talks about the differences that we have. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, different kinds of services, different kinds of workings. Then he says in verse 25 of chapter 12, so that there should be no division in the body, but its parts should have equal concern for one another. And you think about, he's going to talk about faith, hope, and love in chapter 13. Faith does not actively do what love does. I don't want to say it doesn't bind us together because we have it in common, but it does not cause us to have equal concern for one another, and neither does hope. We can have those on an individual basis, and they do tremendous things. In fact, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 tells us specifically what both all three, faith, hope, and love, do, and you can go over there and study that for yourself, but love is the one characteristic that causes us to build bridges between one another. It causes us to reach out to one another. It causes us to do things for one another by its very own innate nature. Love is patient. It's talking about how we deal with other people. It's kind. It keeps no record of wrongs. That's the thing that holds congregations together. That's the thing that creates and makes Christian families. And so as we think about building bridges by love and how God has designed bridges to be built between people that are very different, and if we were to go around this room and look at each other's background, there's lots of difference here in our backgrounds. But love causes us to reach across and to overcome those differences that there are between us. Let's not be like a little girl who was invited to the home of her friend for dinner, and when they sat down to the meal, the mother opened up the top of the vegetable dish, and the vegetable was buttered broccoli. And she asked the little girl if she liked it, and she said, "I love it." And so when they passed it around, she declined to take any. And the mother said, "I thought you said that you love broccoli." She said, "Yes, ma'am, I do, but not enough to eat it." Whenever we give an answer about do we love one another, it's automatic. Yes, I do love. I love God's people. I love all of God's people. But do we love one another enough that we put into practice each one of these things Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not aroused to anger. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And the greatest example of building a bridge was what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ. We were very, very different from God. While we were His enemies, He sent His Son to die in our place. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's stand and sing.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would